This is Passport to Texas. Here's the good news. Teal season begins September 10th and runs 16 days this year because survey says...
This year, the blue wing numbers are at 8.9 million, and that's rivaling mallard numbers, which is really unheard of.
Dave Morrison, small game program director at Parks and Wildlife, says teal breeding grounds up north are as wet as they've been in decades.
And so you look up there, more water, there's flood conditions all through the Dakotas, setting up for a great season next year with respect to breeding. You move south to Texas, ducks are going to have to bring their own water, because we don't have any water down here.
That's not the end of the bad news. Even if we receive substantial storms between now and the season opener, thus breaking drought conditions, challenges remain.
Even if we do get storms that drop water, there's no groceries. So it's going to be a tough season this year. And, you know, shoot, those teal may get up there, look around, say, hey, I'm done. I'm moving on to Mexico.
What advice does Dave Morrison have to offer hopeful hunters?
Find you some water. Because I tell you, if you've got water that's fresh and got some groceries, you're going to be in a premier spot because you ought to be able to find some birds sitting on that water.
Do you have a secret spot with water that you can tell us about?
No, ma'am. That's my secret.
Find hunting information on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Sport, Fish, and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.